And she got there and go like, no, we're just for here from the Global Schools of Renowned Ministry. They're just repeat it all again, you know. And she said, we're out here praying for people. And she goes, you don't understand. She said, I was home this morning. I've been so depressed lately. I'm home this morning and I said, I just cannot live any longer. And I have a gun at home. And I decided to come to this mall today to buy myself a ring. And I was going to go home and shoot myself.
Now, here's your host, Dr. James F. Rome. Today we're starting a two-part series with Tom Mottola. He's the founder and director of the School of Power and Love, which is traveling throughout the United States and now international. It's really nice to have you today.
It's good to be here. I traveled for seven years with Randy Clark, Global Awakening, and worked with him as his VP of International Ministries. And we went all over the world and taking actually missions trips. We would take people from the U.S. to other countries, and we'd have meetings there. And probably Brazil's my favorite. I've been there now 25 times over the last 10, 11 years. Every time I go, just incredible miracles happen. So the first day came that they were going out, because we would have some teaching, and then we would go out for a couple hours and just to talk to people everywhere, at the malls, the restaurants, you know. And so we would divide them up into twos, and we said, okay, go out and find people to pray for and pray for the sick, tell people about Jesus. And so I was praying to myself. I said, Lord, let there be at least like two or three good things that happen today, you know, so that the students don't get discouraged, you know, me, big man of faith here. And so they would go out, and they went out for that time, and they came back, and I'll tell you, it was probably the most powerful day of every time. I mean, the first day was probably the most powerful day. The Lord so honored it. There was probably 15 amazing stories. And if we have a chance, I can tell you one that was just...
I think we'd like to hear that.
For example, this one, just every time I think of it, I just go, oh, Lord, you're so good. These two ladies, and they're probably middle-aged, probably, I don't know, maybe in their 50s, okay? And they were went to the mall in Harrisburg, and they were about to leave. They'd actually already prayed for a couple people, had some good experiences, and were encouraged, and were now about to leave the mall. And one of them gets a pain in her back, and she thinks, I think I just had a word of knowledge. Now, what a word of knowledge is when God speaks to us about somebody else. And sometimes he does it in different ways. He can speak in our heart, like he can say something in a very whisper in our mind, like a thought going through our mind, or it can be a pain in our body that is not our pain. You know, it's we know we don't have a hurt back, and her back was not hurting, but all of a sudden she had this pain in her back. And so she thought, that could be a word of knowledge.
Okay.
That could be God speaking to me. And the other, the friend that was with her, her partner that they went out together, she said, you know, I just got a pain in my back. And she said, I think this merely could be God. So they looked around, and they thought, who might have a pain in their back that they could pray for? And there was these two ladies at a kiosk right in the center of the mall, and it was a jewelry kiosk. And so they go up to these ladies and they say, excuse me, can we ask you a question? She goes, I guess, you know. And she says, well, we want to know if you have a pain in your back. And this lady's like, well, yeah. How did you know that? He said, well, we were just walking along here, and they said, we're from the Global School of Supernatural Ministry, and we're walking out, we're out praying for people in the mall, and normally we tell them not to tell that we're from the Global School of Supernatural Ministry. We just want people to go out as Christians, but they're so excited. They're like, we're out praying for people, and and we felt like that God gave me a pain, and it told me that you had a pain in your back and he wants to heal you. She goes, so can we pray for you? And the lady's like, I guess so, you know, and, you know, kind of very skeptical. And so they prayed very quickly. In Jesus' name, pain, you leave this back. Amen.
Just a short prayer like
very,
that?
Very short, not more than 10, 15
and
seconds.
And that works?
Well, here's what happened. The lady says, the lady just says, thank you very much. And the two ladies from the school were like, no, you have to try it out. Like, try to make it hurt. Try to see if you can, you know, if it's anything's changed. And she says, well,
it mainly hurts when I walk. And I said, well, just walk for a little bit. She goes, okay, you know, she's just tolerating them at this point. And she starts walking and she starts moving her back around. And this look goes over her face like, oh my goodness. She says, it's gone. The pain's gone. And she begins to cry. And she looks at the people and she's like studying their faces. Like this woman is looking at these two students and she's looking, she says, are you angels?
Oh my.
Now this is around the time when Touched by an Angel was out, you know, on the TV. And you could tell it's going through her head. Like she's looking at them like, are you angels? I mean, you know, she's sitting in the mall, she's at a kiosk. They go like, no, we're just here from the Global School of Supernatural Ministry. They're just repeat it all again, you know.
Thank you for listening to our program today. Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life.
All passengers boarding for Global Air Force are now boarding K1.